It's been a long, dark night, and I've been waiting for the morning. It's been a long, hard fight, but I see a brand new day dawning. I've been looking for the sunshine. Gonna be all right. It's been all wrong. Cause I can see the light of a clear blue morning. I can see the light of a brand new day. I can see the light of a clear blue morning. Oh, and
of Noonday Carousel on KZR 102.5 FM. On the mobile phone with me today is Samuel Parry, the conductor and creative director of a concert to be held on the 20th of February at the Perth Concert Hall. The concert is entitled Requiem, Love and Loss, and it is to be performed by the West Coast Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus and the WA Wind Symphony. And the song that you've just heard is Light of a Clear Blue Morning by Dolly Parton, and it is featured in the concert. Hello, Samuel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you on the show, Sam. And let's go straight into talking about that concert, Requiem, Love and Loss. Could you tell our listeners about it, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So the concert will feature a large ensemble of dedicated Perth musician performers who are coming together to put this concert on Saturday the 20th of February. And we will be featuring a selection of works by composers who have used music to honour and connect to lost loved ones. And the concert celebrates stories of love and loss in a community that's been affected by a COVID world. I think the concert will resonate with lots of people in the community who have struggled with the tragedy of either losing a loved one or struggling with the effects of the restrictions from the pandemic that have just reached everybody, especially us here in WA so recently. There'll be a number of amazing pieces on the program. So the concert features a full orchestra, a full wind symphony, and a choir and soloists. So there's lots of diversity happening on the stage during the concert. So it's going to be a really engaging show. One of the pieces that will be on the program is one of my own pieces that I composed for my son, who passed away just over 5 years ago. And it's the first time that will be performed beyond his funeral. I'm really looking forward to hearing that come together with the wind symphony and the choir together. It's been definitely a cathartic process, that music together, but it's beautiful, and I'm looking forward to being able to share that interpretation of the music about my son with the audience as well. We'll also be featuring music by, this is exciting, the Australian premiere of the Materno Requiem by Rebecca Dale. Rebecca Dale is a UK-based composer, and the piece was written about 3 or 4 years ago and not yet performed in Australia. So it's very exciting that we get to hear that work performed here, and especially to perform a work by a woman. Women are definitely underrepresented in classical music, so it's great to have that diversity there as well. And the other pieces on the program, we will be hearing the Third Symphony by James Barnes. James Barnes, this piece, just following the death of his daughter, his baby daughter that passed away, and the music is really powerful. There's some deeply sad and moving moments in it, but there's some incredibly uplifting and exciting moments as well. And the final piece on the program will be a classic song by Dolly Parton, which is always wonderful to do a Dolly Parton song, and it'll be The Light of a Clear Blue Morning. So between all these pieces, we sort of go on a big emotional journey, and my hope is, and my belief is, that the music will be really uplifting and people should come away from it with a sense of hope and peace.
I'm curious, Sam, why did you want Dolly Parton in particular?
She's just great.
Yeah.
And that piece of music, Clear Blue Morning, is so uplifting and full of so much hope. And I thought, you know, all the music on the program is pretty new. The Barnes Symphony isn't known very well here because it's for a wind symphony, which is less common. And the Requiem is an Australian premiere. So I thought, let's put the Dolly Parton in because that's such a well-known song that way people know there's going to be at least one thing on the program that they've heard before. I think that's really good for people to hear something they've heard before. Requiems originally are a type of Catholic mass, so you would go along for a requiem to pay tribute to people that had died, and churches started paying composers, commissioning them to write requiem music to go along with the mass, and the music that they wrote was so amazing because it's such a beautiful concept that the music started to be performed as standalone concert items outside of the church setting. And so now composers write requiems because it's just a beautiful format for writing music. And so, it's not really a Catholic setting anymore, just more of a generic setting with music about people that have passed. So the text that the choir sings is usually taken from the Latin Mass, so we sing in Latin, which is lovely to sing in. But in the Requiem that we're doing next week, there's a few beautiful proses of poetry that have been put in that are in English, and it's just stunning about people that have lost loved ones. So,
Requiems have been renowned for being lengthy and elaborate. So what is the typical time span for a modern Requiem, Samuel?
It really depends. Composers, I've seen Requiems that go for half an hour. I've seen Requiems that go for an hour and 20 minutes. So it's just all down to the composer. The one we're performing is just over 40 minutes long, so it's not very long at all. And it's a lovely, it's got so much variety throughout it that it doesn't feel like you're sitting through one piece of music.
You've got a cast of thousands there, Samuel. You've got 150 musicians and 62 chorus members.
Yeah, it's an enormous cast, and the sound that everyone makes together is just amazing.
Ah, so there's a lot of people to organise, and you founded the West Australian Charity Orchestra in 2008, and you were awarded the Pride of Australian Medal in 2017. Congratulations, and that's for your contribution in the community in this way. So could you tell our listeners about the West Australian Charity Orchestra, please, Sam?
Yeah, sure. So the West Australian Charity Orchestra, or for short, we call it WACO, which I love. it's a non-for-profit music organisation, and we're dedicated to changing lives through music. And so our mission is to create memorable, inspiring performances for audiences and musicians alike, acknowledging the power for music to improve our overall well-being. And we also do a lot of work in the community trying to take music out there. Before COVID happened, we were doing a lot of performances in nursing homes and trying to perform in hospitals as well, because we know the power music has to uplift people and heal, really, especially our mental health. So we love being able to get out in the community and change lives through music.
You are listening to an interview with Samuel Parry, the conductor and creative director of a concert to be held on the 20th of February at the Perth Concert Hall. The concert is entitled Requiem, Love and Loss, and it is to be performed by the West Coast Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus and the WA Wind Symphony. This is Noonday Carousel on KCR 102.5 FM.
Our first concert was in 2008, and I, much younger than me, I decided that I felt like there wasn't enough happening in the Perth music scene at that time over the summer, and so I got together with a group of friends and I said, you know what, let's put on a concert and make a difference with it. So we formed the orchestra and the choir and put on a concert to raise funds for Princess Margaret Hospital. And it was a really big success, and it was a very steep learning curve for me, thrown in the deep end there with my own choices. But it was definitely an exciting moment, and from there it continued. We had annual events up until when my son passed away 5 years ago, which I mentioned earlier. I felt like I needed to reassess what in my life was important, and I realized that the work we were doing with WACO was really important, and then we shifted from running a once-a-year event to now running all year. And so now we have two full-time ensembles with the orchestra and the Wind Symphony putting on lots of events, and I'm really loving the work that we do as a community and that I get to be a part of that as well.
All of these musicians are volunteers. What walks of life do they come from?
Oh, gosh, everywhere. we've got students who are in high school right through to some singers who are in their 80s. And we have some people who are studying music at university. Quite a lot of the performers are. We also have people who are lawyers. We have a GP. We have lots of parents who stay-at-home parents who love to come in and play. We have a huge variety of people who love to come and sing and play with us. And that's one of the best things about it, is the diversity in ages and backgrounds. We do something called screened or blind auditions. So for all of our orchestra and wind symphony players, they audition behind a screen, and the audition panel, which are professional musicians, have no idea who's standing behind the screen. All they have is a number, and so they're able to choose musicians and for the ensemble based on how well they play. And we're really proud of this process because it takes out all of the bias in the no matter what gender you are or your age or your ethnic background. If you audition for our ensembles, you know you'll get a fair assessment, and we love that because every year we end up with a really diverse, really interesting mixed group of musicians, and the respect in the ensembles for each other is really high. So we're definitely proud of our audition process.
Yeah, that's amazing. Does that happen with a lot of orchestras, the blind selection?
For professional orchestras, almost worldwide, that is standard practice. It started being done in the 70s. But for community groups, it's not done in Australia, to my knowledge. And so we're really proud of that. Yeah, it allows us to have good, healthy social dynamics in our group. We put on about 6 to 7 concerts throughout the year, and we do those at lovely venues, mostly at Perth Concert Hall and the Government House Ballroom. Even with the pandemic affecting us, we've been able to have quite a lot of really exciting concerts. So our concerts had to stop, obviously, when everything in Perth shut down last year. But thankfully, being living in WA, things have been pretty good. And so we started performing again in October. And since then, we've had concerts in October and November and December. And now we have one coming up in just next week. It's been really difficult for the music community in a lot of spaces because music has had to stop almost altogether. When you've got an orchestra of 100 players, usually that's beyond venue capacity. And when you're playing in an orchestra and you have to socially distance 2 metres, it's very hard to find a space you can fit 100 people. And then it's also hard to hear each other, and then it's hard to sell tickets because audiences have limits. So a lot of places around the world have just had to stop altogether, and it's just waiting for the time when they can do it again. One of the hardest things about playing in an orchestra is having to play your own part and do it really well, but also listen to everybody around you. And sometimes you're on one side of the stage and you have to be listening to a musician who's playing something on the opposite side. So if that was spaced out socially, it's almost impossible to hear people seated that far away from you. So it can get very difficult when you have to socially distance so far.
What are the orchestra's plans beyond this concert, Samuel?
For all of us, we have a tiny bit of a break after this February concert, actually, which I think everyone's going to enjoy. It's been a hectic few months, but we do have a concert coming up in July that we haven't fully announced yet, but we're very excited about it. It's going to be called Music of the Spheres, and it's going to have our orchestra and our wind symphony as well. And we're going to be playing music inspired by space. And that's going to include music from Star Wars and music from the planets and a lot of well-known favourites and some new works that haven't been performed in WA before as well. So it's a very exciting concert that will be at the Perth Concert Hall in July.
What age group, what sort of people would come to your concerts?
It's a huge variety of ages. We have children. We actually have children tickets because we want to encourage families to come, right through to seniors as well. And we love that. Something that I always do as the conductor is I talk to the audience between pieces, and I explain to the audience the history behind the music and the composer, and also what to listen out for in the music so that they can understand it more. So it's really great for people who don't know they like classical music yet, because they can come along and see a concert and understand what's actually happening on the stage in front of them. And this makes it more accessible to everybody, regardless of their age or experience with orchestras. You can purchase tickets for the concert by going to the Perth Concert Hall website, and that is perthconcerthall.com.au, or by calling the Concert Hall box office directly on 9231 9999. And people can always find event links on our own website and social media as well. If they search for Wacko, they can find us.
Let's finish at this point, Samuel, with some music that you have selected. And could you tell our listeners about this piece of music?
Absolutely. Yeah, the piece that I've selected for the end here is the Pieyesi from the Materna Requiem that we're featuring in our concert, the piece that's going to be the Australian premiere. It's a gorgeous work that features the tenor soloist along with the orchestra and choir.
Well, thank you, Samuel Perry, for being on our show today. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us. It's much appreciated.
You have been listening to an interview with Samuel Perry, who is the founding member, creative director and conductor of the West Australian Charity Orchestra. It is composed of the West Coast Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus and the WA Wind Symphony. This is Noonday Carousel on KCR 102.5 FM.